It's not for the faint of heart to do this work, because you are going to hear some very, you know, traumatizing things that people have went through.
On the north end of Eureka, inside a building so ordinary that you might look past it, recovering addicts are reclaiming their lives from substance abuse. And it takes a village to support them. Kitchen crew, medical professionals, caseworkers, intake staff, technicians, and Chief Operations Officer Jamaica Bartz, who's at the center of everything.
I don't ever wake up a day and be like, God, I don't want to go to work.
Today on Talk Humbled with Keith and Tom, Bartz talks about life inside Waterfront Recovery Services. From the physiological detox experience to dealing with the underlying issues that lead to addiction, she brings lived experience as a recovering addict to help others break free of the disease. In Eureka, here's Keith and Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom Jackson with Cal Poly Humboldt, and I'm here again today with my dear friend and colleague, the president of the College of the Redwoods, Dr. Keith Flamer. Good to see you, Keith.
Good to see you too, Tom.
We're here with Chief Operating Officer Jamaica Bartz from Waterfront Recovery Services. Hi, Jamaica.
Hi.
Can you tell us what the Waterfront Recovery Services is and does in a nutshell?
What we do is help broken people with a disease get back on their feet. So Waterfront Recovery Services is a medically managed detox, and we are also a inpatient residential treatment.
I read somewhere that you're one of the first, if not the first, detox certified program. Am I getting this correct?
So the first medical detox in Northern California, yes.
When you were walking us around earlier, it was amazing. First of all, your pride, it came out loud and clear, Jamaica. It really did. There seems to be quite a lot of individuals in this facility doing different type of work. Can you describe some of those different roles?
So we have residential counselors. We also have detox counselors who work specifically with the detox clients. And we have detox nursing. We also have admission staff. We have a case management staff who is going to help the clients get identifying documents, educational, vocational, housing, helping them build the resumes and things of that nature. And we have a full kitchen staff. So you're going to get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and a nice tasty treat.
Well, we could smell that tonight. Was it pork chops and green bean casserole? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about you. How did you get into this work?
So I got into this work initially because I too was trying to get on my feet, and I am a recovering addict. Being a part of something that helped me, you know, being clean, I decided like, okay, I think I'm going to keep doing this, and now let me go to school. So, you know, working full time, house full of kids, and doing school. But, you know, I don't ever wake up a day and be like, God, I don't want to go to work.
So when you come to work, what is your typical day?
One of the first things I do when I get here in the morning is I do start assessing the lobby. There's going to be individuals in there that are trying to seek services. From there, the day kind of just takes its own life. While that's happening, you got another client coming through knocking on the door saying that their roommate is hallucinating and trying to chase the dog out the back door. This is real life stuff I'm saying right now that's actually happened, you know. And then, you know, people are maybe coming in and out of the office because, you know, admissions comes in. They need to know where this is at, where this intake is. Maybe the doctor's coming over, do some medication changes for that person who's chasing their dog out the back door that's not there, you know. And this is all going on. They're just like, whoa, this is a lot. I mean, there's going to be days like that. And, you know, it's not for everybody.
So is it hard to find employees, and is it hard to keep them?
Well, say for instance, one time, you know, someone came to us, they were referred by a friend and they have some medical background, and we hired them. We loved them in the interview. You know, they're hardworking and they seem excited to start, and then they get here and they get their first day and it's just too much. It's an overload. That happens a lot.
We're here today with Jamaica Bartz, the Chief Operating Officer of Waterfront Recovery Services. Jamaica, first of all, what is detox? What does that mean? And then what happens during that period of time for the facility and the individuals?
So individuals come here. So it's, you don't just start in treatment. Sometimes people are able to get sober or clean on their own, but mostly not. Mostly they need to come here and get off the substances that they have been dependent on. Our doctor and our nurse practitioner will adjust medications according to how the withdrawal is going and help them get through, you know, the physiological dependence of the substance before the heart, you know, the work comes in.
And they could be here multiple days, of course, going through this.
Minimum of 3, which is a rare occurrence. And when they are here for about 3 days, mostly it's either because they're leaving against medical advice, or sometimes it might just be meth. And I don't say just meth lightly, but it might be meth and they can get through those couple days, sleep it off, and then feel like they can move on. Mostly someone's going to be in detox for an opioid or alcohol withdrawal anywhere from 5 to 7 days, depending on their medication taper that they're on, if they're responding well to it. Benzodiazepines can take upwards of 14 days.
To detox?
To detox, yes, because we do use a medication that requires a taper, and it's a slower taper.
What you're saying to us is that detox is one phase of the recovery process, but it's not the hardest part of the recovery process.
100%.
Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
Well, it's hard, and it's unpleasant to detox your body from these substances. Then after you get past that, we got to start getting to the root of why are you using? What is keeping you in this addiction? And sometimes it's really hard to look at yourself or to relive something. A high percentage of clients come through here with a lot of childhood trauma. It's not for the faint of heart to do this work, because you are going to hear some very traumatizing things that people have went through. But at the same time, working through some of those things and connecting them to the right sources to continue to work through those things is so very important.
That seems like a very good place to end, but I do have to end with this one question. Walking around the facility, the walls were filled with inspirational quotes. And I'm guessing you have one or more favorites yourself, Jamaica.
One of my favorites, and it works across the board for everything, not just addiction, is people like to say the sky's the limit, but I say the sky is limitless. There's no ceiling to what you can do if you just put the work in and are motivated and can dream it, right? Like, who would think that I'd be sitting here right now?
Jamaica Bartz, thank you.
Absolutely.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
In Eureka, that's Jamaica Bartz of Waterfront Recovery Services. To hear more episodes of Talk Humboldt with Keith and Tom, visit khsu.org.